But what does he mean by that?
What kind of message do I send?
Why are boys so annoying?
Finally, hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another week of The Hookup with Heather Hopkins. So how great was last week where we actually got to hear from a relationship coach? It's a little bit of a breath of fresh air compared to my usual guests who are crazy and wild and have crazy opinions and are very goofy and just it gets a little... Did I say crazy enough? So this week, we're back with Kevin Crenshaw, the relationship coach. He's got lots of wisdom to pour on us people who need it. And right before this, we were talking all about body language. Now, this topic is something that is one of my favorites because body language is like that thing that you don't have to ask someone if they're interested, but you just look at their physical movements and you can kind of get a...
That's gonna be awareness. What's
a piece of body language that they?
She'll either if she closes off, crosses her legs. Depends that's her no. Legs.
What about if her legs are pointed towards you?
That's obviously a good thing, but that could be a friendship. You know what I mean?
It's
a fine line. After you do certain things, after you touch, after whatever, even like on the elbow, but you're friends, so that's like normal. It's a different situation, but I would just say, turn it on in a big way, and. Become the fucking fire is the only thing that comes to my mind right now. Like, be a man and ask for what you want.
Get it, folks.
And guess what? It may confuse her. And
yeah,
okay, but like, this is what I want. Decisiveness.
Yeah,
he's sticking in indecision.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Then of course you're not. It's not gonna. What's...
And whoever is saying like the can I. If I lose my friend, it's not worth it. You know, I say you have control of that. Like, you know, it's
and you're looking at what you're losing. Sorry to interrupt. You're looking at what you're losing, not what you could potentially get, which is a better relationship with this person and a deeper connection.
And if they really are like, I'm done. Like you're weird and I'm out. Like they're not meant to be your lasting friend. You know,
they wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
I've done that where I was friend zoned. And I made a move, and she was like, whoa. And I was like, what? I had all the right signals. Yeah. And we didn't talk for like 3 months. It was kind of painful, but then we're still friends now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was because it needed to like chill the fuck. She was like, needed to feel safe with me again, and then we were fine.
So this isn't written down, but if you see an ex at a party, what do you recommend people do? Do you recommend walking up and saying hey and being cool? Or like, a lot of people are like, oh my God, do you say just call, like, just, you know, be the bigger person? Or what's your take on that?
See, I'm a relationship coach, so a lot of my stuff is, like, it's doing work within yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would have, if you were my client, you would have already forgiven that person, so there's no emotional charge. So when you see the person, there's not knots in your stomach. Or when you see the person, it's just like, oh, hey, like, you'll want to say hey, and there's no, like, you hurt me and all this anger and all this hurt and pain because you've dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
So deal with that shit so that when you do see this person again, it's not going to bring anything up and you can be the bigger person. So yes, that's what you should do is go up to them. But you also got to deal with it because you don't want to go up to them if there's all this anger because then, you know, they're going to say something, you're going to snap and start yelling at them. And that's not good.
Yeah.
And and I know you talk a lot about millennial dating.
Mm-hmm.
Our generation has learned about dating and relationships through movies and TV. Where we used to learn about it through our parents and our grandparents. And the story is now from movies and TV is that the man is supposed to, what is it? Not necessarily chase. What was the word I'm looking for? Like conquer in a way. Like you have to really prove yourself to worthy. And so that's like the men's like thing. If it's too easy, then he's just in play mode. But like you need to really reach... Instead of just being, it's like, I got to prove myself. Mm-hmm. And then for the women, it's almost a Cinderella story of like, you have to settle into who's giving you attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, this is, they're just giving me attention. So cool. I'll like settle into this because I like it and I like them.
Okay.
So,
that goes perfectly into my next question of can you grow into a deep relationship or do you think it is an instant feeling? Like
a connection can be deep. But a relationship is co-created. Mm-hmm. So you can't find the right relationship you created.
You can't find the right relationship. Okay.
You can find the right person.
Yeah.
But the right relationship is different. And this is what's interesting. Maybe you know what your person is like, mm-hmm. but the relationship, how you're showing up, the energy around it when you're with that person, how you feel when you're with this person, how you talk about this person behind their back, whether it's good or bad, that is the relationship that's co-created.
Okay.
So you can have an amazing person. They're sexy. The sex is the best sex you've had in your life. They're making tons of money. They look good. Like they got, all this stuff. But the relationship between you guys isn't there. Do everything on your end to switch that, because it's co-created. It means two to tango. So mm-hmm. you can actually change that. And that's what I do with my clients. Or you're going to have to cut it off because it's not the full package. You're holding on the hope because you see some one thing. Maybe also you can find the right relationship, but not the right person. That's called a friend.
Mm-hmm. That's true. So the right person, there's like that chemistry involved.
Which is a polarity in energy, masculine and feminine energy.
Yes.
Which is what I was talking about.
So I feel like a lot of people, they're like, this person's amazing, but they're just missing this and this and this. So you're saying that's fixable. Like you can create that relationship. 100%. Oh my gosh, I need to tell all my friends this.
Because you got to take ownership.
I know.
If you constantly playing the blame game, they're not this, they're not that, they're not this. Yeah. Well, what can I do to fill them up so fucking much that they become that?
I love that.
So if they're not, if you're in a relationship, and I'm talking to the ladies, and your man is dulled out, there's no spark, there's no flame, turn on your feminine and give him space to lead and let him turn you on in that. And then you feed each other and then it's like fire.
I love it.
Instead of being like, you're not doing this and nitpicking and trying to coach him into it.
Yeah.
Be yourself and be feminine as fuck. And that doesn't necessarily just mean in the bedroom. I'm talking like in other things, letting him lead instead of nitpicking and taking charge. That's what happens most times when relationships fizzle out. If the man is masculine and the woman is feminine, the woman will go masculine because she sees that he's not being like leading. And then he'll go feminine because he's like, fuck, like, what can I do? I'm not doing anything right.
So how do you recontrol your, how do you re-get your power?
It's awareness. Oh shit, I'm not in my proper power right now. Uh-huh. And then it's also recognizing that it's not you versus the other person. It's both of you guys against the entity in between you, which could be an argument. It could be this lack of chemistry. That is the thing that both of you need to figure out together.
Okay.
And so it is coming to that truth and honesty of going, you know what? Like, I'm in this for the long run. You're my person. Mm-hmm. And this is not serving us. It's not anything about me. It's not anything about you. How can both of us learn? How can both of us grow? Mm-hmm. What do we need to do?
Okay.
Not what do you need to do? What do you need to learn? Because it's easy, right? But in a conscious relationship, you kind of have to take an ego hit constantly.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to let shit fly. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be pushing things under the rug. It's like, no, that doesn't work around here.
Yeah.
And that's what most people want, especially millennials, I feel, is a really conscious relationship where you are growing constantly with this person.
Yeah.
And that's where the relationship is created.
Yeah.
I have a whole like seven steps, but yeah.
Because I never thought, you know, you always like you. I mean, I listen to my friends give advice, and they're like, "Screw him, end it." And they're like, "He didn't do this right."
By the way.
Yeah, I saw your post today about the worst relationship advice, and I hear it all. I mean, you get a group of girls together. The girl tells them, "Oh, like he just seems like he doesn't really want anything." They're like, "Okay, get rid of them." This like, and it's just. You know, and now you're saying, you know, and they're like, but I have this chemistry. Like, I really, really love, like, I think this person's amazing and we like each other a lot. It's just this and this.
And discernment will tell you what to do.
Yeah.
So if there is a point where it's like, you've been going on for a really long time, you've been doing everything you can, and that person is still not changing, you need to know when to leave.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the truest form of I love you is goodbye.
And how do you get that discernment? Is it you believe in like a gut feeling?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's honoring and respecting yourself and that other person, right? That's really important.
Agreed. Any advice for shy people in dating if they're not exactly a bold person?
Okay. So that was me. I was a shy nerd kid in high school that didn't talk to anybody. Sat by myself at lunch. all I did was play video games. Didn't have a first girlfriend. My ex fiance was my first girlfriend, and our parents hooked us up. So if that tells you anything,
sorry. There we go. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So my ex-fiance was my first girlfriend, and our parents hooked us up, if that tells you anything.
Uh-huh.
So I was extremely shy, and I would say I was shy because I was constantly worried about what other people thought of me. My thoughts were revolving. What are they thinking of me? I want to feel validated. Uh-huh. I want to feel like I belong. And instead of focusing on all the good in me, I was focusing on all the bad. I was focusing on trying to fit in. So for the shy people, it's you don't necessarily need to take huge, giant leaps. That's how I did it. I started teaching group fitness classes. Yeah. So I went from super shy to 50 people in the room looking at me and I had a mic on.
I feel like that's how it always works. Everyone who grew up like...
That's like jumping in the deep end and learning how to swim.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I feel that, that's what helped me was facing it head on. But it could also be, look, I'm really shy right now or I'm really nervous right now. I'm that honesty is what's going to trump it all.
Yeah.
If you can be brutally honest and stop playing games, bingo, you're going to win the situation.
Agreed.
So if you're shy, be honest.
Yeah.
About being nervous or what the heck ever. And just be like, look, this is really... How would you feel if a guy approached you? He's like, I'm really shy, but I just want to say, like, you're beautiful. And
I just sent an email today to someone. They were asking me, I'm such a shy person. I'm always nervous. And I'm like, listen, if you ask, like, if a guy who I was supposed to, like, who I thought was really cute and who I might be interested in came up and he said something nervously, like, you know, this and this and this, I would still like him and it wouldn't change things.
Because he was honest.
Yeah, he was honest. And also, it's because it was right. You know, if it's not right, it's not right. And that's fine. You know? Yeah. And I don't think, like, just because he delivered it that way, I'm already gonna still give him the chance because I like him.
Yeah. But why do you like him?
Well, because I look at him and I like him. Oh, I like the way okay. You know, I think it's like, you can feel like if I'm already into this person, then true. I'm gonna, I don't care if he says it like, can I get your number? So can I?
Yeah.
I'm still gonna be like, yeah. Oh my
gosh.
What?
Guess what? I've done that. Seriously, I fumbled on my words and she said yes anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
I'm like, it takes 2 seconds of courage. Like, just literally, like, vomit it out.
Yep.
Get it out there. And if it's the right person, they'll take it.
And certainty is a trained behavior. This is something I learned from Tony Robbins. I worked for Tony Robbins for a while. He changed my life. So, the difference between certainty and uncertainty is 2 millimeters in your diaphragm right here. So you can, if you're sitting here, for those of you watching the video, if you're here versus here, this is confident. I'm not overarching. I'm confident.
We're confident.
And 2 millimeters down.
Oh my gosh. I just watched it on camera. Yeah. Awesome.
So it's literally standing confident and training your body to act and move in a confident way. When you walk, are you walking super slow? That's not confident.
That's creepy.
But I mean, I live in Santa Monica, so there's slow walkers all the fuck over the place. And I'm sure people are like, that guy's speed walking or what the fuck ever.
Yeah.
But I'm just confident. Yeah. And people tell me all the time, you can take control of a room. Yeah. Like, you know you're supposed to be there. Yeah. And sometimes I don't. Yeah. But it's the way I move my body and I trained myself for it. So I didn't hope for more confidence. I demanded it of myself.
Okay.
And that's with my body. So
can you give people little tips?
Sports. Think about the thing. And that's the thing. Think about the thing for the shy people that you are extremely confident in. Mm-hmm. What's your focus on in that moment? How does it feel? And recreate that throughout your day. Mm-hmm. So if your thing is sports, my thing was video games, guys. So I was really confident in video games because I was a fucking boss, all right?
Yeah.
And I was that same level of confidence. I was like, my heart rate would go up. I would stand up a little bit taller in my posture. I would project my voice a little bit louder when I was talking on the mic and everything. My movements, like if... you're sitting there in a controller, but I was moving my fingers freaking fast, right? If you're not confident, you're going to walk slow. You're going to dim your voice. You're going to slouch your shoulders. So shoulders back, chest up, project your voice, movement a little bit faster. Train your body to do it. And that's not necessarily like faking it.
Yeah.
It's moving in that way. Do that for long enough and you'll start to feel confident. do this long enough and slouch and also breathe get a deep. And don't breathe deep. And you're kind of talking like this, and you have a desk job, or maybe you're chilling in bed all day. Do you feel confident after chilling in bed all day? No, because you're not breathing deep. So breathe deep, project your voice, move your body, because your body, and this is what Tony Robbins taught me, your body is the switch and the dial. Think about like an old school radio to the to the channel that you want. If you want passion, move your body in a certain way. If you want energy, move your body in a certain way. If you want confidence, move your body in a certain way. And that'll align your energy and your thoughts and the emotions released in your body and the chemicals released in your body to produce certain emotions to give you a certain result.
Well, I know in acting, because I have a background in acting, that for crying, they even taught you like start physical and then it will trigger the other things.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Like if you put your body this way, you sit up this way, and you work this way, you're going to, it's all going to trigger the rest of it. I love that. That's amazing. Well, you probably have heard a lot of relationship advice. What was the thing that hit you the most that you think is one of the best pieces of advice that you could give to someone? I know.
That's a really good question.
I know. I got these questions. Good. I literally started writing them at my third coffee of the day.
Oh wow!
So gonna get more intense. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. The best dating advice or relationship advice: speak your truth.
Yeah.
I would say speak your truth. Like
live in truth.
What's exactly? So to me, you know, your podcast is all about dating, but it's around love.
Yeah.
If you're talking about that, you got to know what is the definition of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different. I've asked a lot of people. Everybody I have on my podcast, I ask them, what's the definition of love for you?
That's such a hard question.
And it's completely different. But for me, love is truth.
Yeah.
Seeking the truth and expressing your truth. Yeah. That to me is love.
Yeah.
Always and in that. Always.
And life is all about love.
Yeah.
Like, it's the biggest.
And it's something I learned recently. It was where in chemistry, you don't create cold.
Mm-hmm.
You create heat. And cold is an absence of heat. You remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true for love and hatred. Hatred is not created. It's an absence of love.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Hatred or whatever word you want to use. Anxiety, fear.
Wow, we're getting deep over here. Getting deep on the hookup.
That's how I roll, people.
I love it. So what's the number one thing that people have trouble with in dating and your solution to it? What's the number one thing you hear from people that they're like, oh my gosh, this? And what do you say back?
Right now, what comes to mind is that, you know, patterns. This keeps happening.
Uh-huh.
And to that, I would say, well, change how you're showing up. Stop looking for somebody else.
Because
they're looking, okay, I got to find somebody different, become somebody different. And again, that's going to be an ego hit and a huge dose of radical honesty with yourself, which is what I guide a lot of my clients through and a lot of things that we do, even at my live events.
Awesome. So today is all about there's so many options. With everything, we got options for everything. It's never
very true.
You know, so how does someone go about committing to a relationship when there's so many options?
Know what you want. Clarity.
Yeah.
Clarity. Know what you want before you get into the relationship. Stop looking at what's in front of you and looking at your options. Because that's like going to a restaurant and that have a buffet and you're just there. You're just kind of like, all my friends are here, but I don't want anything on the menu. And then you ask the server to come over and he brings you a full menu and you're just like, I don't know if I want to eat here or I'll settle. I might get this, but it'll upset my stomach.
Yeah.
Why don't you get up off the table and go into the kitchen and ask the chef to make you something? That's called asking God and praying for what you really want instead of looking at for what's around you.
Straight to the chef. I love it. How do you reject a person? Okay, there we go. You guys. Here's the problem that happens. Guys, now, they ask for your number.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you, this is what's going on with guys. They ask for your number, and then you say, you know what, I'm sorry, I don't really want to give it to you. They're like, I was just as a friend, even though it so was not.
Okay.
Okay, so now us girls have like, okay, well, great. We don't want to be put in this awkward situation where like we're like, oh, but it didn't feel like then didn't having that right conversation. Yeah, yeah, all that. So we started to give them, you know, a fake number. We started right to, you know, oh, I'll take yours. We start to like, what do you recommend for when a guy asks for your number and you don't want to give it?
Say no.
Okay.
I'm not and interested. You just, and you, don't lie. That's the thing.
I hate when people lie. Yeah.
If you hate when people lie, then you don't be a liar. If you're going to be loving, you must be loving always and in always.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That so, means in that situation, just saying, look, dude, honestly, no. And if he's being pushy, then I don't, get a bouncer or something, wherever you're fucking at, right? Like, but that is an interesting situation. I can...
That's what's
not
happening.
I cannot understand because I'm not a woman.
Yeah.
But I can appreciate and I can I can grasp that situation from the outside. And
so how do you deal with when the guy's like, oh, it was just his friends? Because that's what happens. And then you get caught in this really awkward conversation with a stranger. And you're like, what? Why am I going back and forth? Like, It wasn't his friends. You know that.
Yeah. He's needy. That's a needy person that you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, speak your truth once and then never text him again. Long text of, look, this is how I felt. This is what I saw. Cool. Goodbye. And then block his number. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, because that's the big thing. You don't want to completely ghost the person. You don't want to lie to them, because then that doesn't make you the right person, like the mm-hmm. bigger person either. Speak your truth, and it's you can't manipulate how they take it. That's on them, right?
Yeah.
So just speak your freaking truth. We're going back to that again. Like, speak your truth. Even with a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a breakup and it goes back and forth or whatever, like, say your truth once. That's it. That's all you need to do. Have a sit down and have a real conversation. Knock it out then. Radical honesty. And it has to happen with yourself first. You gotta really know what you want.
All right. How do you attract the right people on dating apps? Because
you don't use them.
He doesn't like them.
On most dating apps nowadays, I'm assuming this is a question that would probably be asked from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a man, I've seen a lot of guys just use it to hook up.
Yeah.
So, and especially millennials, and I'm sure that's the audience listening to this.
Yep,
so,
it is.
You don't. I know older people who've met their soulmates on – and their person they're married to now on dating apps, but I haven't heard anybody from the younger generation, which is interesting. So
I've actually heard quite a bit.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen it. Then – I mean – and that's the thing. Everybody loves to be the exception. It's a tool. Yeah, dating apps are a tool for connection. It's kind of like a meetup, right? Meetup.com. It's like you can connect, and it's a tool, but you can also go to events and meet people too, right? Like, so that's where I was saying, if you want to have an organic connection, be organic. Now, what does that mean? Be real in all of yourself, claim your self-worth, and then interact with the world around you. God puts the right person in your life right in front of you, next to you in line. Are you going to say something? And it may not be your freaking soulmate. It may be their best friend.
Yeah.
But are you going to say something, or are you going to be in your head and on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Turn your fucking phone off.
I love that.
God, especially like on a date, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
put your phone away.
I know. Jesus Christ. It's terrible.
I've seen so many dates where I'm just like, I want to go up to them and be like, here's my business card.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah. It turns into like every conversation. You're like, oh, I saw this funny thing. And then next thing you know, you're like looking
both
at it.
Both looking at the phone. And
I know. It's
That's
crazy.
Cool, but if you're on a date, like this is what I do. So guys, please steal this from me. You're like, you know, casually, you sit down at the restaurant. It's, let's say you're having a dinner, right? Sitting down at the restaurant. Da, da, da. Oh, yo, can I see your phone real quick? I wanted to show you something. You're like, what? No, trust me. I'm like, let me see your phone real fast. And say it in a playful manner. She hands you your phone and you put it in your pocket. Cool.
Her phone?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then you don't look at your phone either, or her phone. And then phones are away, you're with each other.
Okay.
And then whenever, obviously she asked for her phone back, like give it to her. But it's a fun, playful thing of like, we're not going to touch our phones.
Interesting. I don't know how I'd feel about that move, but.
That's what I do.
First date? See, I don't have the trust there for
okay.
that guy.
Okay,
yet.
If it's a first, well, that's the thing. If you don't, because most of my dates, I've known the person yeah. before we go on a date, so it's not a
See,
complete
not,
stranger.
Not the, that's,
so don't do
that's
that to a complete
normal.
Stranger. Okay, yeah. I'm not normal. Don't go to this with a complete stranger.
Because I think I'd be like,
but
no.
Put your phone down, like face down yeah. on the table
I
and
say,
put theirs on
I
top
say,
or something.
I say put be like, okay, we're putting our phones in the middle.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, we're in this together.
Right.
Because I feel like if a guy was like, give me your, like, he'd be put it in his pocket, I'd be like, that's just a
if,
little
oh,
weird.
Oh, okay, yeah. I should have pre-framed that better. And make sure you know this person beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah. Mr. Relationship Coach.
Okay.
You know, my podcast is all about picking, I get people on here, and I talk about their opinions on dating, and I get down to why they feel that way and what's going on. So here we go. It's you now. You're on the hot seat.
I'm on the
I want to know about your dating life.
My dating life. So my last serious relationship was a year ago. It ended a year ago.
Okay.
And I broke a lot of patterns, again, with manipulation and abuse, honestly, and being cheated on. And so I finally owned my self-worth, and she was the first person that I ever experienced complete unconditional love with.
Aww.
And it was beautiful, but I also very quickly realized I was in it because I was filling up a void, and it wasn't a forever thing, and I had to break it off very early. And it was painful, but we're friends now, and she's married now, so there's that. Like,
great.
You know,
it's
great.
It
is great. And I believe everything happens for a reason. And so because it was a conscious relationship, like, we were able to have a conscious breakup and not hate each other, right?
How does
and it then, And then I went to Australia and had a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And dated around. That was the first time, actually, because I was a serial not
relationshipper.
I was like, you're my potential wife or nothing.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? And so when I was in Australia, I was able to relax because I was nomadic for a year. I traveled for my suitcase and just with no plan would go travel the world. And so because of that, I was put in situations where I was around a bunch of beautiful women that had sexy accents. And so of course I'm going to go, want to go on dates, but I was only there for a month.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then when they found that out, they was like, look, I would say I'd love to go on a date with you, but look, this isn't anything serious.
So you tell them that beforehand.
Yes.
I love that. I always say
and
just
it
straight
the,
up.
And it put the guard down because then it was like we could just experience and have fun and there was no attachment.
Yeah.
And I'm still friends with all of them.
Yep, that's how, well because you're straight up.
Because
you
I was
don't play
on,
games.
Exactly. Exactly.
I preach, you know, this whole season is called No Games. We don't play games.
That's why I'm here, by the way.
Yeah, like if you just want that, then just tell them.
And it's radical honesty.
Yeah.
And so
cool. So how I feel like being a relationship coach being a relationship coach, you probably, like you said, you had a conscious relationship. How have you seen that like stem in? Did
so
you like hyperanalyze? Like
no. So this was before I was a relationship coach when I was with her.
Okay.
This was as I was pulling out of the fitness stuff.
Right.
And so then I, broke it off with her. Didn't know my purpose. Didn't have a relationship. Lost my company. All this stuff. So I went to Hawaii for a month and like find myself. And that's where I found what I do now and really accepted that. But in the relationships that I've been on, they weren't ever official. I was also somewhat in a relationship with another relationship coach or dating coach, which was very interesting.
You were with another, like two relationship coaches.
Yeah, we kind of had a thing, and it wasn't like a. We kind of had.
Tell me how that worked. Were you guys both like, wait, let's talk through? Like,
it was like, yo, we're friends, right? Yeah, we're friends. But then it was like friends with benefits, and then it was like, boom, we're not doing this. And then it was really weird.
So do you experience many games, or are you pretty like
That was the weird thing. I experienced a ton of games in that.
Interesting.
Because I don't think we were both. I was in a weird spot, and I wasn't radically honest. She wasn't radically honest. So like, we both messed up.
Okay.
But no, what I get most of the time, if I'm like flirting with a chick, whatever, what do? Instantly in my head, I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah.
And a few things happen. So I'll say, oh, I'm a relationship coach. Either her guard will go up and being like, oh, shit, like he's judging me or he knows something I don't.
Or it turns into a coaching session.
Or it does turn into a coaching session where she's like, here's my shit, help me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm talking to this guy.
And
then I'm like,
well,
fuck.
I just got right in
or,
the
or it's they almost attack me. And they're like, because I literally think it's because I'm a guy. And they're like, well, what the fuck do you know about relationships? But they don't say that, but that's the tone in their voice. And they start hit me with so many deep questions. Mm-hmm. And I like just up my confidence and deliver. And then they're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then, but the very rare time where it's happened twice where they haven't judged me at all. They're like, oh, wow, that's interesting. Like, how's it going?
Yeah.
That was what was most attractive because I didn't feel like I was judged. I felt accepted, and that was yeah.
What was the flaws that you saw in yourself dating?
I was needy. Mm-hmm. I was constantly seeking validation. I was clingy because I was needy. And neediness comes from a suppressed emotion, by the way. So if you get hurt and you don't deal with it and you like distract yourself with job or with fitness or with your, friends, then when that's all suppressed under the rug, right? And then when somebody comes along that has potential, mm-hmm. all that energy gets lashed onto them. And that's what the neediness is. Okay. So if to drop neediness is to heal the inner stuff and like mm-hmm. actually cry about your past relationship, even if it wasn't the right thing, like, go through your emotions.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting thing when you – I'm on a tangent right now. But when you numb yourself to pain, you numb yourself to joy. Mm-hmm. It works like a circle. It's a giant circle. If pain is right here and I want to not experience pain, I'm going to shrink the entire circle. Well, then I don't experience all the other emotions. You just numb yourself, which most people do through alcohol.
Wow. That's a great – I mean, for life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
So if you don't want to, you can't choose which emotion, and I only want to experience joy and happiness, none of the pain stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, well, then you can't do that. That's not humanly possible.
Cool.
You can be in more state of joy, mm-hmm. but you will also experience some pain and some anger and all that stuff. That's part of being human.
All right. Dang. Blowing my pie. Everyone's like, what? I didn't know I was going to get all that on this episode. Okay, there's one thing that I did forget, and it is what we do every episode.
Awesome.
I do this thing called wrinkle wisdom. So I know you're in a good spot right now dating, but I need you to give your – I need you to age yourself a bunch of years, okay?
Okay.
I need you to turn on your old man voice, and I need you to give yourself dating advice now as an old man.
Jesus.
I know. Radical honesty, right?
There it goes.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
I have complete and total faith that the right person's going to come along at the right time. I'm working on me to be the right husband and father for that family now and to act as if that stuff is there, to have the moral strength, character, honesty, integrity, leading from the heart.
Yeah.
I'm working on that now.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff will come. Yeah. It's like confidence and having abs. If you have confidence every time you show up in the gym and you're disciplined, you'll get abs as a result.
Yeah.
The relationship is a result – the right relationship, I should say, is a result of your internal character. So if you're working on your internal character constantly, being more in integrity and more in alignment with your word, you know, and all of these things, who you hang out around, all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
that is the reward, quote unquote, for that mm-hmm. is
– this is not an old man voice, by the way.
It is. No, I'm joking.
I was like, dang.
No.
Come on, I just want to hear a little bit.
I mean, I just feel like I would be like a smoker. I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I love to hear people's old
raspy voice.
I was going to say, what the last thing you just said. Oh, yeah. I always, the way I think about myself is I always want to be the woman I want my daughter to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I just wrote that in an interview today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were asking, how what do you do? I'm like, I think of who I want my daughter to be.
I saw there was a meme quite a while ago that said, guys, if you imagine that you had a daughter and she was dating a guy that was just like you, if you're not happy, fucking wake up and change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was a huge slap in the head to a lot of my friends and myself included at the time. So
I think it's great. This has been an amazing episode. I want you to promote everything. I want people to be able to find you and get all into your stuff because I think you have a lot of amazing things to say. And I think so many of my listeners are benefiting from this episode and they can benefit from all that you have to offer. So go ahead and promote everything all up in the hookup.
I'm here to give. And if you want to dive in all of my stuff, that's on Instagram at Kev Crenshaw, KevCrenshaw. You can find everything there. And by the way, I go deep in my captions. So read my captions.
So captions.
That's where the juice is at. Yes.
And you guys know where to find me at Heather A. Hopkins. I will see you guys next week. And I hope you just have an incredible, incredible week. Bye.
Bye. Yes.
Yes.
If you guys enjoyed the show, please show your love by leaving a review on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope that you have the most amazing week.